This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance.
Copyright 2020.
And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere.
Hi, it's Julie and Susan, and we are sharing with you today our really cool and fun and exciting interactive journal, How Do I Live When I Don't Fit In, a self-reflective journal that Susan and I both put together based in utilizing quotations from Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, and the Energetic Invocations series, volumes 1 to 17, a book of vibrational change as well, with Process This. And we put together quotes, but in the journal, the really cool part about it is that we went a little bit deeper and asked questions and give contemplations so you can write your own insights.
So, like any book, you get a lot of things to contemplate, but sometimes you just want one prompt.
Yeah.
And you just kind of want to go from that space of, if I have to contemplate my entire life, my existence, my environment, the people,
Right.
And, you know, so you need to kind of get there, you know, kind of mosey on in instead of just going full force. I tend to like full force, but
And journals are great. I love journals.
Yeah.
When I went to Japan, my sister gave me this really cool journal because she knew I was a writer and I was writing things. And it had different quotes or sayings in it, not from anybody that I knew, which was great. So mm-hmm. They weren't, you know, people that I could say, okay, I like him or don't like her. They weren't historical figures, but there were different quotes in there. And what I would do is I would take the page and I would look at what designs were on it. And I would read the quote, and then I would just contemplate what insights came to me about it. And then I would talk to the quote in my writing, and it was really cool. And I think that was one of my reasons for wanting to kind of access that same kind of energy in the journal that we created, which is really useful to really highlighting that energy and getting in there and mixing it up and really finding out, you know, what you're more about.
And we just thought we would share part of it, just because we like talking about the stuff and being empowered. We like doing that. I like doing that. I don't like sitting talking about people or whatever. I like to empower myself.
Mm.
And so, of course, that's what we're going to share. And we know that all of you out there want to be empowered as well. So why wouldn't you just join the bandwagon and empower yourself?
Right. Right.
And so I'm going to read one of the quotes that is at the end of the journal, because this is what our final words, which is the final and here. Enjoy exploring yourself, your journey, your environment, and your world. Investigate the people in your life and possibly not in your life, because it's a simple quote. It makes it very easy to read through and start, you know, it kind of sets you on the path of, this isn't a huge undertaking. Mm. You can go as deep as you want. You can read a quote. You could do some work and you go back to it. So This one is actually the halfway point, and it's one that, for me, being a mom, being a woman, being a member of my community, I do a lot of volunteer work. I always really, really work really hard at everything I do. This quote means so much to me because it really makes me start to think about things different. And it is, and I quote, passion should not be derived from being needed. End quote. And that, to me, is probably, of all the quotes in this book, one of the most, for me, this resonates for me. That doesn't mean this is the one of the best quotes. It's a great quote, but I don't think I've ever heard that anywhere else.
This quote resonates for me because, from a creative standpoint, if you're involved in any kind of creative endeavor, and your thought is kind of, well, okay, I'm going to try and create something that sells, you kind of lost it. Mm. If you're not creating something that's basically where you are or an expression of yourself or who you are and sharing it, there's something different to that. And you access a different kind of energy, a different kind of emotion, and a different kind of passion. And so from the creativity standpoint of it, whether it be a book, a song, a play, and a piece of artwork, embroidery, anything, anything that you create. Hi, this is Julie here with Susan. What's one of the favorite books that we've written together?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations because you tricked me into writing it and it wrote itself and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
You know, I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations. The invocations, they're really powerful and I love the way it slides into the Ender scripts.
Awesome.
Isn't it interesting, Julie, that you and I both grew up outside of Boston, one town away from each other. And it took, I'm just going to say, over 40 years for us to meet and do these podcasts. And the minute we started doing them, they just keep coming faster and faster. Don't you find that fascinating?
Sounds like wine or is it cheese to me?
I think it's kismet. And I think if we go with that, everything that we're saying has been set up divinely for us to say it.
Ooh, agreed.
Even if it's a business.
I went to food. That's funny. You went to business. And I thought, even if you're cooking a meal, I mean, there's something to that. And so when you're looking in from this element of the quote, looking at passion and having you sit down and kind of write and see what kind of insights you come to, I think it's a really inquisitive, fun, and powerful place to start from. And journey.
So another quote that's within this section is, are you passionate about something because others tell you that you're so good at it? And once again, I think a lot of us get pigeonholed into certain things because, oh, you're really good at that. And you might be good at it, but maybe that was a stepping stone to something else. And you kind of got caught up in that. And that doesn't mean everyone is falling into this bucket. I don't mean that, oh, just because someone told you you're good at something that's, you know, but sometimes we limit ourselves or we're told, oh, you're so good at that. You know, that's like the big kind of joke too. It's like, oh yeah, you're really good at that, so we're going to let you do that. And you're like, oh, okay. And you become the champion. And that's okay if it's something that you really truly enjoy. And when you said, Julie, you said you went to cooking and I went to business, it's because I think we all tend to think that it has to be something in the creative arts. It can be science.
Right.
It could be something that you're so passionate about, understanding math. And just, I mean, because a lot of the stuff that's in here is also, we used geometric shapes. And I don't want to call them sacred because some of them were just kind of, but they're geometric shapes and there's an art to it and patterns, and you might love math and there's something about math that you can't get enough of. Whatever it is, it can be science, it can be math, it can be music, art. And I think when you kind of quiet down everybody out there and you bring it and you just think of it for yourself and forget about what you're good at, but what you love to do, because something you might love to do and be a part of your journey, you may not be so great at it to start off. And it's not that you're not good, you know, well, you're not gifted. It just means that you got to go a different way and that might be a part of your journey. And in here, you know, you explore it. And you could sit there and say, well, I don't know what that means. I don't know. And if you look, there's like a couple of pages here to just start really brainstorming, if nothing else. This isn't a journal you have to write sentences. And like, Julie sometimes sits there and tells how sometimes she just doodles. She'll just doodle in there. Or, again, you just brainstorm. And then you go further in and we talk about some other stuff. You know, it goes further on. I can quote some of the other stuff, but you know, the questions are, again, as deep as you make them. You can go so deep with that question, or you could keep it pretty straightforward. This is what I love to do. I love cooking. I love creating. I mean, do you know, then one would ask, do you just enjoy the physical cooking part, preparing it and serving it to people, or do you enjoy the creative process of making new dishes? Do you like learning different types? And this is just, you know, you can go again with it however you want.
Or do you like the aspect of getting the accolades over after a good dish that you created, and people say, that was delicious. Now you can bake the cookies from now on.
Maybe it's the community effort of where everyone comes together around, you know, the dinner table, or, and, you know, so it's, and we're just using that because that's a great example. You know, you can talk about anything, science or anything, and what is it within it that you really want to explore? And this is one piece of it. And again, you can go back to it. It's not like, this isn't a journal that you have to, I mean, we have 25 quotes, but you can bounce around. This isn't a, you have to go in order, and you have to, because they're kind of all mixed in.
Right.
And you can go back. Like I said, you can do this and then go further in and read another quote and then say, oh, wait a second, I get this now. And you can go back and you know, update it. And it's something for you.
Mm. I mean, you could even use the journal pages to write letters to yourself, or just define what the quotes are and define how you reflect upon what the words are in the quotes and how you define them in your own life. And that's useful because, you know, I love journals because journals really help you to have insight within yourself. And they also help you to talk to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you kind of feel like, you know, your mind is going on and on and on and it keeps on revolving around the same issues, a lot of times when you sit down and you actively are writing out something, you're actively, you know, exercising that energy, and you're actively getting in and expressing yourself in a different way.
And prompts, I mean, everybody wants to do better and be bigger and expand. And a lot of times, in most times, there are limiting beliefs that you kind of have to conquer. And we all hear that, and at this point, I think they've become buzzwords.
Mm.
And sometimes you're not really sure how to access that belief, and you go to a therapist, and you know some therapists are fine. I'm not, but you know, if you don't do the work, you're not, you know, that you're just going to be going in circles with a therapist as well. I mean, let's call it the way it is. If you don't do the work, you will not change.
Mm.
There's no magic wand. The magic wand is getting, which I'll, to coin a phrase, Oprah says, the aha moment that makes you think about something different. And if you really are determined to move in a different way and access the beliefs that you have to find to be able to change them, you really have to do the work. And they can, and you know what, the more you start doing things like this, it starts coming quicker and faster, because it's almost like opening up that portal to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're giving yourself the space to talk and you can really hear yourself, it gets easier and easier to open that portal. And as you go further through these quotes, it helps to ask questions that maybe you never thought of asking.
Mm. And who wouldn't want to open up that portal? I mean, how many times during the day are you actually requested to open up that portal?
Mm.
And so, you know, if you're not requesting yourself to open it, really nobody else is going to. I mean, everybody else has their own portal to their own identity and their own understandings and their own truths that they're working on and they're trying to divulge. And what a great way, I mean, at least for me, what a great way, by actively being a part of the words, the question, the answer, and the contemplation, and physically with an exercise of writing. You know, get your favorite pen.
And don't be fooled. Nobody else can do this for you. People will go to a psychic, a guru, and they can, I mean, a good psychic can read where you are at the moment. But that's not going to go to the core of who you are. We always talk about that. You know, when you bring something, you bring your energy. I mean, it's almost as simple as you can see the way a person's dressed. You can see the way they carry themselves. You don't have to even be psychic to understand a lot of what you're seeing. And if you want to make any change, you have to do the work. Here's the secret. But it's very... Possible. It's not so hard. You really just have to open up the space and allow yourself to do it. And doing that is, you know, Julie and I did this work. We did a lot of this work. We were right where you were, where you are, or were, or trying to figure out who you are and what really drives you and, you know, the parts of your life that you feel are missing or you feel you don't have. Why do you feel that way? And, you know, it is a self-reflective exercise.
Here it is again. Trump's in the news.
He's in the news? What could he be in the news for now?
He's always in the news. Every time you turn around, it's something coming from the mass media. But, you know, nobody talks about the real stuff.
Well, somebody does.
That's right. Check out our podcast, Oprah versus Donald. Oprah, can you hear us? You're wondering what's it about? You can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Julie, do you remember the old Tootsie Roll Pop commercial? It's how many bites does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
Oh, yes. Okay, you do remember that.
How many rings does it take to get someone to answer the door on Halloween?
Depends on if you have candy or not.
Well, how many clicks does it take to get the Halloween trivia ebook?
Just a one.
Just a one. Get yours today.
Ever have something happen and wonder, how does this relate to my life? Often, it's in your perspective. Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, can help you clarify your perspective. Susan and I wrote it for ourselves to process what we were experiencing. Face it, we all experience similar situations. It's our reactions that count, and often against us. Awareness is a commodity today, so raise the value in your journey. Do the work with Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, and Energetic Invocations series today on Amazon.
And we got there, and we're sharing a lot of the questions that, you know, once we start asking questions, opening up our portal, if we were going to say that, you know, we started, you know, you start asking basic questions, and those are everywhere in the world. You can look at any, everyone says it, and it's all the basic questions. There's a million of them. You don't need me to, and it only gets you so far. Sometimes it only makes you feel terrible because you realize, oh, I really am a loser, and you're not a loser, but, you know, it appears in your mind that you are. These questions are going to make you see yourself different and realize that you're not a loser and you're not a victim, but you had a belief that you were. And now, wait a second, that's not me. And that's the first beginning of it. And a lot of that sometimes you see other places, but this, who are you? That's an amazing question. And a fun question. It really is fun. Mm.
And, you know, how often do you have a chance to have a conversation with yourself? I mean, a lot of people say, you know, again, who cares what a lot of people say? But, you know, if someone's talking to themselves, oh, he talks to himself. He must have a lot of money in the bank. You know, there's that old saying. Yet how often do you get to have a fun conversation with yourself where you can actually converse freely and openly? You know, not that you need to be standing in front of a mirror or anything. And a lot of these questions in the journal, you can even just converse out loud with yourself if you wanted to, or just contemplate without writing. I happen to like the writing aspect because it is a journal, but sometimes you can find journals that have interesting prompts that set you up to kind of get into that vibration of what you really want to challenge yourself with. And what a great opportunity to have a conversation with yourself and just enjoy that.
And the funny part is, I've told this to a lot of people, once you do that and you open up that portal, I mean, I do talk to myself, but I do journal. Journaling is where I get some of the most fascinating concepts that I'm like, what? Where did that come from? But what's interesting is when you start doing it, and you have to be honest, I mean, because you can't fool yourself, and you're not doing anything if you are, and the moment you're honest, you start to realize that you really are a good person. You have admirable qualities, and, you know, for whatever the reason, you've done whatever, and you start to be honest with yourself, you tend to start to like yourself, and you can be with yourself. People I know who are by themselves and have spent that time listening to themselves have gotten over all those self-doubt and chastising ideas and begin to like themselves. And let's not fool you or anyone else. The moment you like yourself, everybody else likes you. And that's not the purpose for doing this, but that happens. Mm. Everybody now, even people that were, you know, whatever, you know, you're not, they tend to like you because they can't figure out how they can't break your mindset. And it's so worth doing.
And, you know, when you put your voice first and you understand where your voice comes from and you have a conversation with your voice and you allow your voice to represent you and be a part of you and be there, I mean, that's a huge part of it. Because everyone's voice is important. And, you know, the title of the journal is How Do I Live When I Don't Fit In? A Self-Reflective Journal. And even looking at that question itself takes you into so many realms.
And I'm not giving anything away. But you will get to the... I will make a guarantee that you will get to the last page and you will know the answer to that question. I am making a guarantee. You will know the answer. How do I live when I don't fit in? You will get to the end. If you know, if you get it and you open up to the last page, well, you're lost. You'll get some information, but you're kind of lose it. And it's anything worth doing is you know worth doing the work. If you don't do the work, then you're no different than everybody else out there that's just critical and, you know, tries to keep everybody in that same lousy space. Don't be one of them. Be one of us. We empower ourselves. And then when you can empower yourself, you can empower others. And that's who I choose to be. And that's who Julie chooses to be. There's a lot of other people out there who do not choose that. They choose to be negative. They choose to...
Well, and
it's not... That's not who we are, and that's not who you are.
Well, a funny opposite version to that question is, if you're not empowering yourself, who are you empowering? You empowering the dopes around you to treat you like crap? I mean, who are you empowering? So if you're not empowering yourself... That's a really big question.
So anyways, it's How Do I Live When I Don't Fit In? A Self-Reflective Journal. It's based on Energetic Invocation Series, A Book of Vibrational Change, Volumes 1 through 17. Feel free, you can get the book and read through it. The journal is a little bit of a lighter version. It kind of gives you, we give some quotes, but we have some original writing in here as well that you won't find in the book. It's a little bit more, I'd say, gentler. Because the book kind of really goes in for the gusto. And this actually is a good companion. Mm-hmm. So if you're not journaling and you're not listening to yourself, then like Julie says, who are you listening to, or who are you empowering, and who are you listening to?
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.